Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on my couch. Welcome. We're going to do some good shrinking today, everybody. Hey, are you tired of being on that hamster wheel? Oh, man, we're so tired of trying to catch breaks to enjoy time for ourselves, right? We're going to be talking about that, so don't you go anywhere. You know, so many patients who come into my office, they talk about how they're drained at the at the end of each workday. Is that how you're feeling? Yeah, I mean, whatever that work may be, even if it's full-time taking care of the kids at home and, you know, doing all that, that's a full-time job. Yes. A lot of folks also talk about the importance of finding who they are amongst all the chaos. Who are we really? Are we these robots just functioning day in and day out? Well, thanks to my good buddy Deepak, he says we focus too much on the ego. You know, that's our self-image. It's not our true self. It's characterized by those labels and masks and those images and judgments. And he says the true self is the field of possibilities, creativity, intentions, and power. And, you know, we can go beyond that. We can go beyond that ego through self-awareness. And, you know, that's like awareness of our thoughts, feelings, behaviors, speech, all those things. You know, it's called being aware of who we are and what we're doing in our lives. And I try to teach clients to, you know, manage this ego, as we call it, and get into relaxation. You know, try to meditate or imagery to get in touch with who they really are, as well as finding time. You know, where do we get the time to enjoy our moments, you know, our creative selves, whatever kind of passions that we can focus on to clear our minds and feel fresher for our days and evenings? You know, it really is a hamster wheel sometimes. It gets crazy. So today I want to share with you some great information, which is in one of the best books I've read to help you enjoy the moment and manage feeling overwhelmed, inadequate, anxious, angry, disrespected. Are you checking all these guys? Are you going, uh-huh, that's me, yep, mm-hmm. All these bothersome feelings, you know, that we all have every day. Our minds are going 100 miles an hour. We have to slow that down. Focus on what we're doing. Take care of ourselves, because there's a lot going on in our bodies, too. You know, the cortisol and all those things being released that are gnarly against our immune systems. And, gee, here we are. We're not feeling well. We're tired. We don't want to do anything except chill, stare at the television, or, you know, whatever it is. But anyway, we're going to talk about getting your act together today, feeling fresher, better. And guess what? I get to talk to the author of the book, which is called The Ohm Factor. It's really going to help you out, so stay tuned. By the way, if you'd like to call in, guys, do so, 323-203-0815. If you would like to have a question or comment, or if you have any problems or anything, issues you'd like to bring up, go for it. We'd love to hear from you. A lot of my listeners contact me via email, and I use the AOL still because it rhymes, DocMichelle@AOL. I like that. Feels good. So if you'd like to email me, docmichelle@AOL.com, do so if you have a problem or question. And we'll talk about what's going on with you in your life and your stress levels. You know, So we need to just kind of hone in to being connected to our higher selves, the best for us. And like I said, get rid of that ego-based, you know, life. Hard to do. You've heard that in so many different books that I've talked about. But let's get right to my special guest today. Her name's Olga Dillon, and she's also known as the spiritual CEO. Ooh, I really like that. I think that's awesome. She's the founder and CEO of Technolink, Inc., which is one of the leading tech companies in the Washington metropolitan area. She's provided information and also technology services to government and commercial clients for over 15 years. Olga also contributes to the Huffington Post. She's come out with a new book we're talking about today. Like I said, it's entitled, it's got a long title, but it's that's what it's all about. You've got to see the title so you can say, yeah, I'm going to jump into this. It's The Om Factor, A Woman's Spiritual Guide to Leadership, Seven Essential Tools and Key Traits to Cultivate for Your Success and Well-Being. We're going to talk about all those traits and all those cool tools that you can use. Hey, Olga, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You're awesome, girl. I'm telling you. You what a great book.
You're awesome.
Oh, thank you. And thank you also for the beads. Man, those are...
Oh, you're welcome. Oh. I'm so glad that you're enjoying them. Are you using them?
I started to, and then guess what? I got defocused in my business, in my office.
We'll address that today.
Would you please help me? Help me. So we're going to be talking about the Om Factor and really how to, you know, and as I say, try to chill out, everybody, and really focus in on what's important in your life so there's more meaning. And that's what Olga is going to tell us about today. So let's jump into it right away. What is this? I mean, we've all heard about Om, but what is the Om Factor, Olga?
The Om Factor, how I kind of came up with that that title, I believe it's a quality that we all possess, but certain people in particular have really cultivated their Om Factor. And it's when these people can manage multiple things, multitask, multiple relationships, multiple engagements, dealing with most of these people, billion-dollar companies, million-dollar companies, philanthropic events, and they flow through it.
Right.
There is no market stress that you notice. There's no reaction. There's a response, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So these people flow through life, in my opinion. And we know these people, right? They saunter into a room. They saunter.
Right.
I really believe when they walk in, they float in, and you look at them, and everyone wants to be around them.
Yeah.
And guess what? This is in you. This is in me. This is in all of our listeners here. But we have to know how to cultivate it. And so when I met these people, like the Diane von Furstenberg, the Deepak Chopras, and these are the people that come to mind that we all, Arianna Huffington, that we all can relate to and know, I said, my gosh, they're doing all these things, and they're managing all of it, and they don't skip a beat, you know?
Right.
How do they do that?
Exactly.
And, you know, in talking with them, I found out that they all have, all of them, and they might not talk about it except for Deepak Chopra, he talks about it.
Yeah.
They all have an ingrained practice of meditation of some sort of going within.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I coined it the Om Factor, because Om is the universal sound of unifying mind, body, and spirit into one single encapsulated sound.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it came from.
Yeah, that is great. And I really love that concept, because, again, we've all heard of Om, you know, like that. But that's a vibration. That's a really high vibration, you know, that can connect us, I think, to our higher power. Guys, don't start emailing me about this stuff. I don't want to hear about, oh, you're going off on your spiritual stuff again, Dr. Michelle. You're supposed to give us hardcore psychological help. Yeah, that's what it is, guys. This is what it's all about. Getting in touch with your higher self. That's true therapy, you know. And you know what, Alka, is these people are keeping it real. They are the real deal. They're not putting on a face, you know, like a lot of people have to come off like they're so brilliant and wonderful, and there's that big ego involved. But you're talking about the people who really are functioning on a, you know, higher level and loving their life and giving to others as well, right?
Absolutely. And you know, to your listeners, or you were saying the people that were calling asking for the hardcore stuff, believe me, listeners, in this show, you're going to get that, because that's the thing about the Ohm Factor is I was, you know, why this book was even written was because I was feeling all of these emotions, these tangible emotions of anger, resentment, indecisiveness, overwhelm.
Yes.
And there was nothing out there to teach me how to deal with it in that moment when you're dying. So we are definitely going to get to that.
Oh, that's
for sure.
Great. Because there are so many tools that you offer in your book. And that's why I want people to really seriously pick this up and take a look at those tools, because this is a psychological book, guys. So don't just start texting me on these things and emailing me. I don't want to hear the negativity. Well, you can. You know, I guess that's a good thing, right?
Absolutely.
Well, you know, right? It's the
constant contact.
There you go, girl. That's exactly right. So, you know, especially you, Alka, being the CEO for over 15 years of a major corporation. And so I really like the way you roll it out there. You talk about how you teach people to not react involuntarily. I call it that impulse emotion. To difficult situations. You know, that's what we all do. Oh my gosh, what are we going to do? And we respond impulsively to people if they make us upset. So how do we do this? How do we get rid of and handle some of these challenging situations and negative feelings with people?
Well, I think the first step, because we are all human, and I want everyone to know that's listening here, that every one of us is that work in progress. So it's not that these situations go away, right?
Yeah.
It's your response to them changes.
Yes.
And believe me, it's not easy. I have things happen on a daily basis that shake me to my core. So we'll get into that.
Okay.
but how you even begin to do this is going within, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to first acknowledge that you are a spiritual being having this human experience,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
So you are not your body.
Mm-hmm.
You're not anything but energy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what you want to do is focus that energy within yourself, because you need to get in touch with your highest version of yourself.
Sure.
Now, what happens is, I think, why I have these tools that are invaluable to me,
mm-hmm.
And I hope to everyone that picks up the book and gets to read it, you immediately, it's not that it takes it completely away.
Yes.
Because there's no magic wand.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to
do
the work.
Right.
But what it does is you get an immediate, and I promise you it's immediate,
mm-hmm.
within the first 5 seconds,
wow.
an immediate physical response through your nervous system
mm-hmm.
of bringing you to a place that is much more at peace and in that moment.
Yes.
Because it's in that present moment where all the magic happens, right? If we're thinking about, oh my God, what's going to happen, right?
Yeah.
Or, oh gosh, I wish that didn't happen. You're not here.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
We're not here where we are right now sitting, you know, on the couch with you. And
that's right.
So, you know, so to answer your question, you know, it is first acknowledging, you know, that it's not that deep. We are energy. We need to align with that energy.
Yep.
And how do we do that? We go within. So in talking about that,
mm-hmm.
I want to say one thing about meditation, because that is the foundation of this.
Right, right.
When people hear that word, I think people start, they will either try to turn the station, turn it down, or roll their eyes
right.
like, oh God, we're going to talk about this meditation. And I hear about it all the time.
Right.
And you know, only certain people can do it. And I don't have time for that.
Right.
You know, I just don't have time for it.
That's right.
So yes, you do. first of all, yes, you do, because even if you were to take, and I promise you this, if you were to take your phone and set the timer, this is all that it is, and we're going to demystify meditation in the next 15 seconds.
Cool.
We're going to break it down in 15 seconds. Okay. You're going to take your phone. You're going to set your timer for 2 minutes. You're going to sit down either on the floor with your knees crossed, if you're able to physically, or in a chair where your feet are planted on the floor.
Yep.
You're going to put your hands facing up so that you can receive the energy, that universal energy, and you are going to close your eyes.
Yep.
You are then going to take your first breath, and then you're going to just observe your breath. Here's the trick.
Yep.
What people do is they think that they need to manipulate their breath. They need to count their breath.
Right.
They need to time the inhalations and exhalations.
Yes.
How many times do I need to hold that? Oh, yep. I need to do this for 20 minutes. No. You just observe your breath without manipulating it. And you just be. The thoughts are going to come and they're going to go. And they're going to come and they're going to go. Oh, my goodness, I have that meeting. Oh, I have to pick up my son at 2 o'clock. Oh, I have to pick up the dry cleaning.
Right.
All those things, because you are having that human experience, you have a brain and it is going to function.
Sure.
That's okay. You are not here, and this is the other demystifier. And I think I've gone 18 seconds, but the demystifier is that you do not have to be thoughtless in order to be meditating.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
What happens is there becomes a space between thought A and thought B that completely expands. And when that space between thought A and thought B expands, or whatever that little finite space is when you start, that is where all your intentions are manifested. Everything that you desire, whether it be health, wealth, spiritual advancement, you know, world peace, it all happens there.
Yes. No, that's amazing. I love the way you really laid that out for a lot of people. So it's okay to just allow these thoughts. Something that I have learned, and I know this is what you're talking about too, is just allow the thoughts. Allow. That's one of my favorite words. So we just breathe, and it's almost, is that almost like we're the observer, Alka? We're just sort of observing these thoughts, and we're going, okay, all right, that's cool, whatever. Are we observing ourselves thinking these thoughts while we're breathing and just sort of being? Or are
yes,
we just,
you're observing without judgment, though.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
With observing without judgment, that is another key thing, because when we judge ourselves and say, oh, gosh, I'm having these thoughts, I'm not meditating, I'm wasting my time, or, gosh, I wish I could get thoughtless, why can't I do that, and why can they? That judgment that comes in, that is where we get in our own way.
Right, exactly. And some circles call that resistant thinking, and then it sort of pushes back all those wonderful things that you want to come into your life, because you're always resisting. And that's an energy by itself, really, that thought energy. You know, so it also messes with your behavior and the way people perceive you and your body language. And, you know, it's just a whole, you know, thing that we carry around if we're uptight or anxious or we're not able to just kind of allow and let go. So great ideas. Talking about mantras and affirmations, I want to clear some of those things up as well. guys, in case you just tuned in here, you're on LA Talk Radio. You're on the couch with Dr. Michelle. My special guest today is Alka Dhillon. She is amazing. She has been the founder, CEO of Technolink Incorporated. It's one of the leading tech companies in the Washington metropolitan area. She works with the government, commercial clients, for way over 15 years, and she's a writer contributing to Huffington Post, and she's, of course, talking about her new book today. It's really cool. It's The Om Factor, A Woman's Spiritual Guide to Leadership, and you're going to learn 7 essential tools, 7 key traits to cultivate your success and well-being. And, you know, we'll just say that this is for women, because we do take on a lot of stress, and being a CEO as a woman still in this day and age is difficult. But guys also can get a lot out of this book. So I want you guys, too, to jump on board here. Don't say, oh, this is a woman's book. Right? Okay.
Absolutely. And I have to say to you, so the biggest thing that I've heard is men coming up to me saying, why the heck did you write this book for women? I love it. I'm getting so much benefit out of it. So I first want to answer that because men are asking that question. Why did you do that? So the first thing is that, you know, I've been blessed in my life to have a lot of powerful female mentors. And I wanted to pay that forward and pass that on to others. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that, you know, being a woman, I was feeling these things and I wanted to speak from a place of authenticity. And that's where, you know, I wanted to speak from what I was feeling and the things that I have experienced and that I have seen.
Right.
So, but that said, two of the biggest endorsers of this book are Deepak Chopra and Dr. Wayne Dyer.
Right.
Dr. Wayne Dyer himself said, it is designed for women. However, as a man, I found it spiritually invigorating and uplifting.
Yay.
I enthusiastically endorse Alka's The Ohm Factor. And that's a man. So please, please, if you find, if you feel you're going to find value, and I hope you do, you know, go out and get it. But but absolutely, this is not just for women.
Right.
For human beings.
That's exactly
if you're breathing, you can read it.
And you have some very heavy hitters there who are recommending your book. So good for you, girl. That's amazing. And it's also laid out very clearly a lot of the steps. And you do give basics and information, pretty much simplifying a lot of these tools. Because a lot of people, like you said, think that, you know, trying the meditative I think the word meditation scares a lot of people, but not if you read this book. And also the word mantras and affirmations, you know, come up. So can you talk a little bit about these and why they are so important to all of us?
So a mantra or an affirmation, they're one and the same, right? The mantra, I mean, when you look at a mantra, it's basically there are certain syllables or a word or a verse, and they possess, they're believed to possess, you know, certain spiritual powers, right? That's what people believe it to be. Why is that? What the science of the mantra, the science of the affirmation is that those particular syllables carry certain vibrations. Because we are all energy and because the universe is vibrating at its own energy and we want to always try to align ourselves with that energy. What I mean by that is, you know when you feel like everything's going well for you? Everything's going great. I mean, you're closing deals left and right. Your relationship's fantastic. You know, whatever, everything you want to do happens.
Right.
That's because you're in line with the vibration of the universe. What mantras and affirmations do is they're your, what I call, a little conduit. They're your little link to that universe in a quicker way. So you're aligning yourself when you're kind of going around, and you want to get to that place fairly quickly. So there are many, in this book in particular, I've listed the mantras that I use and the affirmations I use. And I give both because it's not that one works better over the other. I want to make that very clear. Because the vibration is the vibration, and the bigger thing is it's the intention. When the intention is set with the mantra or the affirmation, you will achieve what it is that you want to achieve because you are then aligning yourself with your highest self and that with the universe. So there are many in here, but there's one that I love them all, but you know, there's one that I think that we should talk about.
And
everybody's heard it, maybe they've heard it, but I don't know if everybody realizes the actual vibrational power of this specific one. When you're in that situation and you are just, I mean, forget about overwhelmed, you're done. You're just like, listen, I'm going to throw in the towel. Everything that is happening, you believe that everything that's happening is just all against you. You're just not at the right place at the right time. Why am I here? Haven't we all asked ourselves that? How did I get here? How the heck did this happen?
Right.
So the affirmation that I would like everyone to say that I use that is very powerful is this too shall pass. Okay, and keep saying it. You don't have to say it out loud.
Right.
You can whisper it. You can say it in your mind. But I promise you, it's not about thinking about what the meaning of that is, right? It is about you have the intention that this is not where I want to be. You also put the intention out and the understanding that everything is transient.
Yes.
Nothing is fixed.
That's right. No,
our breath is
I
not
love
fixed.
That. It's
okay?
True.
Our inhalation and exhalation completely rejuvenates every cell in our body, thereby rejuvenating us.
Yes.
So that's one that I wanted to share.
That's cool. Oxygenation really does help. I mean, this is all physics, folks. You know, this we're not talking about some unseen religion, belief system. This is physics and physiological changes that can take place in your body by your mind, sort of guiding it. Right? Exactly what Alka is talking about today. In case you just tuned in here, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle. My special guest today is Alka Dhillon. She's the author of The Om Factor, a really wonderful book to help you learn tools and traits to cultivate success and well-being. It's a woman's spiritual guide to leadership, but a lot of men, of course, read it and benefit from it because, you know, it's meant for everybody, actually. But, you know, Alka's a cool lady. She's been mentored by a lot of amazing people, and she's paying back to the women who've helped her as well. So if you'd like to call in, feel free to do so if you have any questions for Alka or myself. She's the expert right now talking about her book and the tools to help you. The number 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815, right here in beautiful Los Angeles. And, of course, you can email me if you have a question. You're shy. You don't want to get your voice on the air. It's docmichelle@aol.com. Let me know what you need to know. And any questions, fine, guys. We're cool with it all. So, you know, it is all about, you know, physical and mental connection and really healing yourself as well. And something else you mentioned, you know, everything is okay. It always works out for me. This too shall pass. What I believe also is that it's important for us to think when challenges come to us. You said earlier, you know, these crazy things are happening to you, you know, and all of us. And you want to just go, want to go crazy and respond. These are all great things to learn. These are lessons that we can observe and feel and say, hey, what can I learn from this one that feels really awful, right? I mean, this is
absolutely
part of what
you know,
said.
Everything that is happening to you is happening for you. You have to believe that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so true. So let's talk about getting time for ourselves. And,
oh, gosh, what does that mean?
Oh, man. I mean, that's the thing. You know, it's just like I said earlier, a lot of folks come to me and they just say, okay, I have my 9-to-5 job. I have kids. I have a husband. Gee, I have a wife. Wow. How do we relate? In the kitchen and then at night laying there. But I'm so tired. Laying there. You know, that's not life, guys. You gotta get a handle on that. And we talked about some of the immediate things that you can do to manage that feeling overwhelmed, the breath, the sitting there, breathing, and the thoughts that go along. So let's talk about another big issue, which is anxiety. Why do our negative experiences, which cause us anxiety, you know, when we're kids, and you talk about this, I love this, get in the way of our functioning, you know, as adults, right? We have these experiences and we carry them with us in our neural patterns. So you talk about this. I love this part because this is the psychological part as well.
You know, and this is such a, it's such a pervasive feeling. Mm. You know, I think, you know, with anxiety, and I feel very strongly about this, is that when you feel anxious, mm-hmm. and you know, I say this, when you create a future reality that hasn't even happened yet, you're creating a present that's unbearable to live in.
Mm. Wow.
Right?
That is so true.
That's what happens with anxiety.
Yeah.
We sit, and I do want to talk about when we're children, because that's very important.
Yeah.
When we sit and think about that, and think about what is going to happen, what will be, what all of this, what's happening to you right now?
Mm-hmm.
You're dying.
Yes.
You're dying.
Yeah.
And maybe those things may happen. They may not happen. You don't know. But my goodness, the path that you're going on when you think about that.
Right.
It's so toxic.
Mm-hmm.
You want to think about what is happening? Great. Let's deal with that.
Yeah.
We can talk about that.
Right.
If this is happening to you in this moment, let's talk about that. We'll have, you know, tools for that. So what I'd like to, you know, also say, you know, when we're children, I feel that, you know, with children in particular, if we don't teach them this at a very young age, that things are, you know, as I mentioned before, that things are as they are because they are supposed to be that way, right? That's an important lesson. But here's the beauty of children. When children experience something, they're truly in that present moment. Have you ever seen kids playing on the playground?
Yeah.
It's magical.
Yes, they
don't have a care in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, they lose that innocence. When does that happen, right? At what point? Now, you can answer that question probably better than anybody.
Right.
But, and I'll let you do that. But, what, in my opinion, from my experience, from my own childhood, or from my own, I have two children, two beautiful kids.
Aww.
And, you know, thank goodness they haven't lost that yet. They're still playing on the playground.
Great.
But, you know, it's so beautiful. But where does that happen? Why does that happen? I truly believe there is a point when it's almost like they're carrying around a balloon and, you know, adults come around, or people that, you know, are around them come around and just take a needle and pop it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, exactly.
And that, it's just, it's not cool.
No,
so,
it's not cool. Exactly.
You know, there are many, there's a particular, you know, there are many studies, and I do talk about a couple of them in the book, but when they took children, there was a study done by the Society for Research in Child Development. I think this was, if I recall, it was back in 2007.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was, you know, it was talking about the belief, the simple belief that a certain event reoccurring or a potential event's reoccurrence can cause the same anxiety.
Right.
So
yes.
Whether that thing had actually happened.
Wow.
Or it was going to happen or might happen, produced the same response in both in adults more than in children, right?
Yeah.
Because children have that wide-eyed, innocent look, and adults are tainted.
Yes.
So I think that, you know, when they were asked and they debriefed with these kids and these children, you know, they explained to them that, you know, listen, you know, the perpetrator in this case, when we're giving you a scene or this wild animal that's coming at you, you know, it is not something that has happened, right?
Right, exactly.
It's the thought of it happening. You think it's going to attack you. And guess what? Maybe you've had something like that happen in your past.
Sure. Exactly.
And it triggers that same memory.
That's right.
And that's where it goes back to when you create a future reality that hasn't already happened.
Oh, boy.
You're
that's
creating
for sure.
this present. That's unbearable.
Boy, you sure are. And that, you know, those are all survival instincts that we that are built into the old brain in order to keep us safe. But it really, it's really important to try to let go of those things so we can just move on and function. And a lot of the tools in your book, The Ohm Factor, really give people help and ideas on how to manage those things. You know, Alka, I have an email here from someone, and I have a lot of emails coming in, but I thought this was really cool, and it has to do with what we were just talking about. So, this is from Jennifer. And it kind of breaks my heart to read this. And I thank you so much for emailing us, sweetheart. She says, my dad left me, my mom, and my sisters, and basically disappeared when I was 9. My mom was an abusive alcoholic. She was way too stressed. But how can I get over feeling self-conscious about not being lovable or smart? I'm 26 now. Wow. That's really a heavy thing to bear, Jennifer, and I thank you so much for emailing us. So do you have any questions or comments on that, Alka?
Jennifer, I really hope you're listening.
Yeah.
I want you to do something with me right now. Okay? I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to repeat what I'm going to say to you. And I do this every day. And I even have my children do this. Mm. I want you to close your eyes and I want you to take a deep breath. And I want you to say, I'm a beautiful person. I'm a wonderful person. I love myself exactly as I am. I'm a beautiful person. I'm a wonderful person. I love myself exactly as I am. Oh. Jennifer, you are beautiful, okay? And I want you to know that I want you to know your parents' actions and their choices have nothing to do with whom you are, whom you are as the spiritual being having this human experience. Nothing to do with that. Those were their choices, and you, for you to have the courage to be able to email, give your name, and share this very painful experience that has now been with you for so many years. I want you to know I am extremely proud of you, and you have shown, and I hope you see yourself, how lovable you are. For someone to be lovable, they have to be vulnerable. Mm. And you have shown that vulnerability and opened yourself up. I want you to repeat what I've suggested. If you want to email me directly, you can get go through the email that you have already, and we can talk later. But I'm telling you now that repeating that to yourself and believing that you did not make those choices, mm-hmm. and you are a beautiful person, and you are lovable. Everyone on this earth is lovable. We are all sentient beings, and we're all lovable. But you especially are such a beautiful person, and I'm honored that you reached out.
Yes. That is lovely. Alka, thank you so much. And Jennifer, bless your heart. Thank you so much for reaching out to us. And, you know, as Alka said, being so so open and sharing and vulnerable. And those are great, great qualities. Again, if you have any more questions, Jen, or anybody else here, you can email me at docmichelle@aol.com. And just received an instant email here. Jennifer says, thank you, Alka. You're amazing. So, hey, we did some great work today. How's that?
Wow.
Bless your heart. That's lovely. So, you know, I think a lot of people, in the world feel this way. You know, they have issues, and you are right on, Alka, that it's not about the innocent children. It's about, our adults. And I'm not blaming mom or dad or the caregivers. I'm just saying they had their unresolved issues that they hadn't worked through. So, they put their pain and projections of, insecurities about themselves on their children. And,
absolutely, and you can very well speak to that, mm-hmm. Dr. Michelle. Yeah. I mean, definitely. So, I mean, I think that, everyone is doing the best they can at the level
exactly.
of consciousness that they are.
Exactly. It's so true. So, what I'd also like to talk about is the seven traits that you suggest that we all try and cultivate within ourselves. So these are really good traits, and a lot of people I know are resistant to them to acknowledge. So what are these, Alka?
Okay, so there's seven, and I can't go into all of them, but I'll list them first, and then if we have time, maybe we can get into one or something. But so the first trait is to be present, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
And, I can clarify that later. But the second one is to be open to serendipity.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. I like that.
That's the one I want to talk about, if you can.
Yep, yep.
The third one is to change your perception and change your reality. So you change your perception, you thereby change your reality.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The fourth one is to digest your thoughts creatively. Digest your thoughts are digested in the belly of your consciousness,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
Just like digestion. fifth trait is to be humble. And there's a lot more about how to do this and, you know, things in the book. But trait six would be give freely and be grateful.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They're two separate things. Giving freely, which is the harder one, believe it or not, than being grateful. And we can talk about that also.
Sure.
And then the last one, which I think is just so important, connect with others authentically. Mm. You always want to be authentic, like Jennifer was just now.
Yes.
Be your authentic self. You will just have so many people embracing your truth.
Mm-hmm. Those are beautiful, wonderful traits to cultivate. And you do get extraordinary results. And by the way, Alka will tell you how to cultivate these things in her book, The Om Factor. Also, don't forget, everyone, at the end of the show, we're going to be telling you how you can get a hold of her book and also find out more about Alka Dillon on her website. And she's everywhere on the internet. So you want to read, you want to see interviews with her, you want to get more information, you just can't get enough. It's right there on the internet, and we'll tell you how to find it. Tool and trait one, you say be present. I mean, that's really difficult for so many of us, isn't it? The kind of like you're thinking about something else and you're, as we call it, catastrophizing, and you have to stay in the moment. Wait a minute. Be present. So that's so important. And that's through the mindfulness and intuition and awareness that you talk about in your book, right?
Absolutely. And so, you know, here's a quick, again, I don't want to sound like all this stuff is so simple and you're just like, wow, I could have known that myself. But, you know, it's like people, I think, in a lot of books and a lot of talks, they try to make things more complicated than they are, you know, because you want to feel like you're really smart or you have a lot to offer and impart. But I think, you know, my dad always taught me, you want to be able to convey something so that even a three-year-old can understand it.
That's
what you want to do.
Yes,
and that's what I've tried to do.
Cool dad.
My children have read this book. So there you go.
Very cool.
But, but you know, with being present, one quick thing you can do is just honestly, even if you're just sitting here talking, if I take a quick inhalation and exhalation, just that, I'm brought into the present moment.
Mm.
Within that one inhalation and exhalation, didn't that make a difference? When you, if you just take one breath, you're here.
Yep.
You're with me.
Exactly.
Right?
That's
you're
exactly
completely
right.
With me and present. And I think that is, and that goes back to where anxiety comes in. This is why this is a trait to cultivate. So the thing that's key is the seven tools that are there, they're for you to use in that moment when you are just hemorrhaging, right? You're dying.
Yes.
The traits are there to cultivate on a daily basis. You can pick one a day or one a week or whatever and work on that trait so that those feelings of anxiety, overwhelm, anger, resentment, they don't come as often, and when they do, you're better equipped.
Right.
That's why the traits are so important. You know, at the end of the day, if you are present, you will tap into creativity, because creativity only functions in the present moment, and your self-awareness and creativity is what will manifest your success. There's a reason why this book has your success on it and not just success. Your success, because success means different things to different people. All our listeners here have different version of success. I mean, one person might feel that it's financial, another person might feel it's you know, spiritual or emotional, whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
So that's where these things have helped me in my definition of success.
Yes, exactly. That's a, that's amazing, those traits that you, you know, talk about to really cultivate and have extraordinary results in your life. I wanted to just briefly mention that idea of being open to serendipity, because, I mean, that is so important. So can you explain a little bit about that for listeners?
Yes, and I'd like to, you know, I want to share a story with you guys.
Cool.
Are you open to a story?
Yes.
Okay.
Love stories.
It shows this.
Okay,
so one day, it was a while ago, several years ago, many, many years ago, actually, I was going to listen to a lecture of a very big Fortune 50 CEO, right? And I was determined. I walked in there with an agenda. All right. I was determined. I said, I'm going to meet this person. I'm going to get a meeting with this person. I don't care how, even though I had a small business and I was just determined that this company was for me.
Yep.
I go there and I sit down, and there's about maybe 600 people in the auditorium, and he starts talking. while he's talking, there are two breaks. And the first break, I'm sitting there, and, you know, there's a person sitting to my right, a gentleman, and a woman sitting to my left.
Yes.
And, and I, I don't even pay them any attention, okay? Because I'm zoned in that I have to, at the next break, meet this guy, okay?
Yes, right.
I'm going to rush up there.
Yeah.
And sure enough, as I'm sitting there, the woman sitting next to me says to me, "Excuse me, you know, what brings you here? What, you know, what, why are you here? You know, so bubbly, so sweet."
Right.
And I looked at her and I said, "Oh, I'm, you know, here to hear this gentleman speak. I'm so excited. I can't wait. I want him to be one of my clients."
Right.
She said, "Oh, that's great, you know." And then I said, "Okay, well, listen, I need to get back to this email, but, you know, so nice chatting with you."
Yeah,
that
wasn't
chatting. That was her reaching out to me and me not saying anything to her but answering her question. Mm-hmm. That wasn't me finding out about her.
Right.
As soon as I pick up my phone to look at it, it falls to the floor.
Yes.
I then reach down, and she reaches before me and picks it up and hands it to me with a smile. The gentleman goes back to speaking. The second break comes.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as the second break comes, she says to me, "So what did you think of that break?" You know?
Yeah.
And instead of me asking her, "What do you think?" or "How is your experience?"
Right.
I said, "Oh, I thought it was great. I can't wait until he's done because I can't wait to meet him again." Again, my agenda.
Right.
And then I said, you know, I said, "Yeah." I said, "I hope I can get this text out, you know, before we go." My phone falls again.
Yes.
She then picks it up and she looks at me and she says to me, "You know what? You really want that meeting?" And I said, "Yeah, I really am. I'm going to go meet him." She said, "You know what? I'm his assistant. I'll set it up for you."
Wow.
That's serendipity.
That is serendipity.
That's serendipity.
Oh,
right?
Man, that's a great story, Alka. I love that.
You know, you got to be open.
You've got to be open. And, you know, there's a fine line between, you know, as some, you know, people talk about, looking for signs, looking for, allowing, saying, "Oh, that to me is something that popped up in my world that's saying, pay more attention. Maybe for some reason you need to meet this person. Maybe for some reason you needed to sit way in the back of the room when you were trying to get it." You know, there's always certain things that we can get out of every experience if we look at it as, wow, what can I learn from this? What can I keep my eyes open about? So serendipity is alive and well every day. Isn't it?
That's one of my favorite traits because when you have these experiences, right? I mean, when you are open to serendipity, when you're really open to that, and there are many more examples that I've talked about, but when you're open to that, you will see everything around you just happen, you know? Whether it be in the financial world or whatever world you want of your life, if you're just open to it.
Oh, it's so true.
Most of my at least financial success, I will be very honest with you, because you have to check your ego at the door.
Oh, yes,
ma'am.
It has
been through serendipity and me being open to that.
Isn't that right? Well, bless your heart. Well, it has been serendipitous for you and I to come together at this moment and help other people, you know, and share your book, by the way, The Ohm Factor, A Woman's Spiritual Guide to Leadership, 7 Essential Tools and 7 Key Traits to Cultivate for Your Success and Well-Being. Alka Dhillon, amazing. And also, by the way, thank you for the mala beads. I am going to use them, I promise.
I'm so glad you're enjoying them, and I can't wait for you to write me and tell me how they've maybe helped you in any way.
I will.
Because they're magical for me on a daily basis,
yes,
I tell you.
Yes, they really are magical. And you can find out more about these beads, but more importantly, get a hold of Alka's book, The Ohm Factor, on her website. What's the best way to find out more about you and pick up your book, Alka?
So, as you said, I'm kind of everywhere, right?
Yeah.
So if you want to get the book, you can go to Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, and just, you know, type in The Ohm Factor, or you can go to my website at www.alkadhillon.com. That's alkadhillon.com. Oh. On that website, you'll find my blog, you'll find more about the book, you'll find out about what I'm doing, things like that. But more importantly, it's about sharing as well. So mm-hmm. love to hear from you all. There's some great merchandise on that site. Mm-hmm. So there's what I call the called the Ohm Factor RX kit. Mm-hmm. So in that kit, you're going to get all 8 stones that I do recommend using in this book, along with the mala, the prayer beads, in one RX kit, and you carry that with you, and you're set. I have them
that's
on my desk right now, all those stones and beads.
Oh,
so I keep them with me everywhere, and you know, there's gorgeous T-shirts, things like that,
mm-hmm.
and all made in the USA with Ohm Factor on it.
There you
you
go.
Can reach out to me through social media. I'm extremely active personally on Twitter at the Spiritual CEO.
Mm-hmm.
On Instagram at the Spiritual CEO, on Facebook at Alka Dhillon, AlkaDhillon, and Google Plus as well. And would love what people are doing is I'd love to see pictures of you with the book or pictures of you doing something that you feel cultivates your Ohm Factor, and just hashtag Ohm Factor and tag at the Spiritual CEO. Would love to see it.
Perfect. Oh, that's great. Alka Dhillon, thank you so much for being such a wonderful guest on the show today and for inspiring others. Really
wonderful. Dr. Michelle, the same thing to you. You have just done so much for so many people. You have cultivated the trait of being humble. I want to tell you that.
Well, thank you.
You definitely have.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Bless your heart. Thank you so much. And have a lovely day. And
you
thank
too.
You so much.
You do
much.
The same, and to all your listeners.
Will do. Bless you, and thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having
me. All right.
Bye-bye.
Welcome. Bye-bye now. All right, guys, you want to find out more about the book, you can do so. There'll be all the information up here in the archives of On the Couch with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio. That'll be available tomorrow with all the information. Find out how to cultivate your success and well-being, the Ohm Factor. As I always say, do take care of yourself first, and then you'll be great for others. That's the way it works in the world. This is Dr. Michelle, off the couch now. And stay on if you want here on LA Talk Radio. Have a good week. Bye-bye.